I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescuers continue to hope to pull survivors from rubble before they succumb to the cold after an earthquake tore through southern Turkey and war-ravaged northern Syria. The death toll climbed over 7,700 Tuesday and was expected to rise further. The last 2 days have brought dramatic rescues, with even some small children rescued from mounds of debris more than 30 hours after the pre-dawn quake. But there was also widespread despair and growing anger at the slow pace of rescue efforts in some areas, particularly Turkey's hardest-hit province of Hatay. In Syria, residents found a crying newborn still connected by the umbilical cord to her dead mother. U.S. President Joe Biden is exhorting Republicans in a State of the Union address to work with him to finish the job of rebuilding the economy and uniting the nation. In his State of the Union address, he said that he can work together with the new Congress.
Now, my Republican friends, if we could work together the last Congress, there's no reason we can't work together and find consensus on important things in this Congress as well.
He also talked about democracy in the U.S. and says that it's thriving.
2 years ago, democracy faced its greatest threats in the Civil War, and today, though bruised, our democracy remains unbowed and unbroken.
It was Biden's first speech to Congress since Republicans took control of the House in the midterm elections. The Navy has shifted to an all-underwater search for pieces of the massive Chinese spy balloon a U.S. fighter jet shot down off the coast of South Carolina Saturday. It is using sophisticated reconnaissance drones dubbed the Kingfish and Swordfish to scour the ocean. U.S. officials say Navy and Coast Guard personnel have collected all they could. Now, the balloon remnants that were floating on the surface on Tuesday, they were using the drones to locate and map the debris field, and Navy divers were beginning to pull pieces from the ocean floor. This is VOA News. Ukraine said Tuesday that the last 24 hours were the deadliest of the war so far for Russian troops, as Moscow pressed on with an intensifying winter assault in the east, bringing tens of thousands of freshly mobilized troops to the battlefield. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman.
Ukraine increased its running tally of Russian military dead by 1,030 overnight. Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov was seen welcoming his German counterpart in Kyiv on Tuesday. German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius made the surprise trip a day after his government's Security Council approved the delivery of 178 Leopard 1 tanks to Ukraine. That decision comes atop Germany's choice last month to deliver the more modern Leopard 2 tanks to Kyiv.
That's Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reporting. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says a long battle remains to fight inflation. Details from AP's Ed Donahue.
The goal is to get inflation down to 2%.
We expect, significant progress on inflation this year.
But Powell told the Economic Club of Washington,
the reality is we're going to react to the data.
Powell says if more jobs reports like the one last month or inflation data come in way above expectations, they may have to add on even more interest rate hikes.
There's been an expectation that it'll go away quickly and painlessly, and I don't think that's at all guaranteed.
The Fed has said it envisions a couple more increases before holding steady on interest rates through the end of the year. Ed Donahue, Washington.
New clashes between protesters and security personnel and security forces in southern Nigeria have left at least one person injured amid demonstrations against a cash shortage that was caused by the West African nation's push to rapidly phase out its old currency notes. People on Tuesday attacked banks accused of not dispensing the newly designed currency notes meant to replace the old ones before a February 10th deadline. Nigeria's anti-graft agency, meanwhile, arrested a bank manager. It said refused to dispense the new banknotes despite having plenty in the vaults. Other bank officials have been arrested in similar circumstances, and the latest indicates sabotage of the government's monetary policy by some banks, according to Nigeria's Economic and Financial Crimes Commission. A new study finds that as glaciers melt and pour massive amounts of water into nearby lakes, some 15 million people across the globe are living in the danger zone of a sudden and deadly outburst flood. Tuesday's study says that more than half of those living in the shadow of the disaster called glacial lake outburst floods are in just four countries: India, Pakistan, Peru, and China. Scientists have not found these floods increasing in frequency, though. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.